a long time.
Don't let bad wings happen to good people.
Trust the original.
Trust Hooters.
Hooters Nearly World Famous Wings, breaded or naked, featuring 15 great sauces, including our new Chipotle Honey Blazing Bourbon Glaze and Habanero Barbecue. On Monday nights, enjoy all-you-can-eat wings, just $10.99.
How can I get where I want to go? What does my future hold? How can I get ready? Your questions are important. Bring them to DeVry University and its Keller Graduate School of Management on Saturday, February 4th. Our national open house is a forum for you to ask what's on your mind and explore how education can turn your dreams into success. Your future now has a start date, and it's Saturday, February 4th, conveniently located in St. Louis and online. Learn more at DeVry.edu.
If your New Year's resolution is to save money, it's the perfect time to start at Sam's Club. Become a member January 25th through the 29th and start your savings with $650 in e-values. Instant additional savings on name brand items. No coupons required. $100 off a Vizio HD TV, $2 off Kleenex, $4 off Dunkin' Donuts coffee and more. Save big this week and all year long by joining January 25th through the 29th. Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
In a world of mundane talk radio, where they speak of nothing but politics and health tips, thank goodness for the large morning show in the afternoon.
Good afternoon, and welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show on in the afternoon on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
temper's the one thing you can't get rid of by losing it.
Crossed over, if I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I gotta tell you, folks, it feels great sitting here by the pool, soaking up the sunshine. Hey, bring me another drink, will ya? But, oh, wait, that's right. I didn't get to go to the Dominican Republic. I was left behind. That's all right. Welcome, everybody, to the large morning show in the afternoon. Here on the Big 550 KTRS, I'm Bill Cleveland. It looks like I will just have to continue being Casper the Ghost White for another, you know, 4 or 5 months, since I don't get to go down to the Dominican Republic, or I think they're going to the Dominican Republic. I really should find this stuff out. But we're here together until Friday. Frank and Tina and Peon and Dan Strauss. Yes, even Dan Strauss are on their annual listener trip. Every year they take, I don't know, about 100 listeners, I guess, and they go somewhere south. One year they did a cruise. I know they've been to a bunch of different resorts and stuff. And a long time ago, they used to broadcast the show. And I remember I was fortunate enough to get to go on one of these trips. I was on a cruise ship. And we did the show live there. And they have like a little, you know, I don't know if you've been on a cruise, but these cruise ships now are just these monster deals. There's all kinds of stuff. You know, on the one cruise ship that we were on, they had like an ice skating rink in there and all kinds of stuff. But they broadcast it from this big lobby deal, and And it was a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work. And so Frank at some point just said, forget it, we're not going to broadcast. We're just going to go down and enjoy our vacation, as they should. So hopefully they're having a good time, and hopefully they'll get sunburned. I didn't say, did that come over the air? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, look who's here running the control board today. Sitting in for Eon the Peon, and so far doing a fantastic job. Only one kind of minor mistake, but it's kind of my fault. We're not really supposed to play that open that we just played. Frank kind of shortened it up a little bit. But you know what? He's not here. Who cares? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Josh Gilbert to the show. Josh? Oh, and you have applause for yourself. That's good.
Yes, I'm in control of the applause, so I'll give it to myself. I'll give myself a hand.
Well, Josh, it's good to have you in here. It's a little weird. Not you, Josh. You're not that weird. You're a little weird. Usually, when I'm sitting here, there's complete chaos. I mean, right up to the time the show starts, Dan and Tina are hanging out, and they're talking about their band stuff. They have a band. Have you heard about their band? They just started a band, and they talk about, oh, this song would be good to play, and oh, we're going to play out at this joint on this day, and blah, 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 and then Ian's got 100 things going on over there. Phones are ringing. Today, complete silence. It's like a library in here. It's very, very strange. It's very bizarre. But carry on. We will. Right. Josh, it's good to have you in.
Thank you. Apparently, Dan and Tina only talk about their band when they're here at the station.
Yeah. They wait till they come in here to do the work for their band. What the heck? It's Henry's something.
Henry's Humans.
Henry's Humans. That's right. Yeah, and they're actually pretty good. But Josh is going to be in here all week with us, running the control board for Eon the Peon, and you, Josh, are on with Steve Cochran in the morning. I know last week I caught the tail end of them kind of giving you a little bit of crap for something that you had said on the Steve Cochran show about making inappropriate doodles on what exactly did you say?
Well, they were talking about how the iPad is now going to have textbooks on it. You know, with your Kindle and your iPad, you can get your own books and stuff. But now they're going to start doing textbooks. And I just mentioned that, when I was younger, me and my friends would, write and draw in our textbooks and just, inappropriate pictures of, how do I put this, Bill? Wee-wees and pee-pees.
I never drew anything on a textbook. I was a good kid. Clearly, you were not a very good good kid.
Well, I wouldn't say
defacing
a bad kid.
Public as a taxpayer. I'm actually a little bit outraged.
Yeah, I guess it was
that you were drawing on the. Yeah. Where did you go to school?
I went to a Catholic school though, so
it
wasn't taxpayer.
Oh, a Catholic school, and that makes it even worse. Kids like me in the public school system, we expect that from us, but you're supposed to be, like a higher standard.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
No?
Have you ever been to a Catholic school?
No.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Hang on a second. Lauren, did you need something? Yeah, okay. Lauren is in here staring me down like I've already done something wrong. 10 minutes I've been on the air. Not even 10 minutes. All right. So let's get a little bit more about you. Know a little bit more about you. You said you went to school here in St. Louis?
I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And did you always aspire to be in the radio industry? You can't possibly. I tell people I failed into radio. That's what I tell people. You didn't really want to be in this business.
Yes and no.
Yeah.
Bill, I always wanted to hear myself speak. to a
lot. Oh, you like the sound of your own voice.
Yeah. Okay. No, I actually lucked into it. I used to work in an office, and that was just awful.
Oh, yeah.
So I quit.
Like in a cubicle and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I absolutely. I feel very fortunate that I get to do stuff like this for a living. The folks who are, I say ditch diggers, people doing real work who are out there getting things done out there and working in, whatever, retail or if you're a nurse or whatever. Any profession really has more, you can be more proud of it than being on the radio.
Right.
I don't think we're really really all that important. All right, well, here are the telephone numbers for today. And all week, of course, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. We'll take your calls. We'd love to chat with you. Coming up today, we'll have Jose Hernandez. He will be in here just after 4 o'clock. Your tech questions, so be thinking of those. And then Don Meadows will be in, Don Meadows Dixon. She'll be in with a movie review coming up next hour. And, of course, Mike Evans in the 5 o'clock hour. So I'm watching the football game last night. Josh, I'm not a big sports guy. I like sports. I don't know a whole heck of a lot about football in particular. There just seem there's like way too many rules in football. But I'm watching last night, and it's the 49ers and the Giants. And my stepfather had to be going crazy because he's a huge 49ers fan. Which brings up another question: why do only men yell at the television and not women? But that's for another day. But the problem with watching these games is now they have so many instant replays for everything. I mean, you know, right down to the coin toss. I'm sure they have different. Well, let's look at. I'm not sure if it's heads. Let's get a look at camera 12. What did it say? Yeah, it's heads, all right. I can't seem to focus when I'm watching the football game. With all of the instant replay, it's a little too much.
Yeah,
they had one play, and I don't know what exactly had transpired, but something where the ball had bounced up and it hit the guy's leg, and so they showed it in like 40 different cameras on this guy's leg. Well, did it touch him? Well, did it not touch him? Well, looks here like it touched him. Nah, maybe it didn't touch him. It's a little too much with all the instant replays. And I'm a big baseball fan, and they do the same thing with baseball. Too many instant replays.
But in baseball, they have instant replay, but you can't change the outcome of a play reviewing the instant replay. And in football, you actually have to look at the replay, because that ball did bounce off that guy's
leg. Oh, you're
leg.
Absolutely right, it did. But we got it like the first time I saw it. Okay, thank you. You can stop showing it 500 times. Do I need to take this here, John?
Yeah, that's actually it's Marvin. He wanted to yell at you.
Oh, well, I
for something you said last week.
Oh, well, I don't want to hear anybody yelling at me. Okay. We'll leave him on hold.
All right.
Let's see. What else did we want to mention here? Yeah, again, the football game. Now, Josh, do you yell at the television when you're watching the game?
I do.
Really? Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know. Because I'm not at the game, so I got to yell at somebody.
Yeah. And so it's got to be just guys yelling at the television. Well, I don't know that there's anything where women yell at the television like men. Men will scream at the television like the people, you know, like they can actually hear what we're saying. And then how about, you know, they'll talk about rooting for your team. Well, you know, like you have anything to do with actually, you know, going on the field. Oh, my team was so great last night. We won. We're going to the Super Bowl. What do you mean we? We aren't doing anything. But I don't think women yell at the television. Well, maybe like during The Price is Right or something.
I've never sat down and watched like Project Runway with a woman. But yeah. I imagine maybe they yell at that.
You go, girl.
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah.
Let's chat here. Hey, KTRS, who's this?
This is Bill.
How you doing, Bill?
Oh, pretty good.
Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Oh, I'm aiming the PM.
All right, we appreciate it. What's going on?
I was calling about the yelling at the TV.
Yeah, do you yell at your television? I bet you do.
Not as much as my 12-year-old daughter does when the Blues are playing or the Cardinals are playing.
Okay, now that's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So it's not just a guy thing.
No, she's real into it.
Where do you think she learned that from?
She gets
Bill?
Up and stands up and yells at it.
Where do you think she learned that from, Bill? From you yelling at the television? Does your wife yell at the television?
Possibly. Both. In the past.
All right. Well, you know what? Good for you. Why, what the heck? If you're enjoying it and you're having a good time, I suppose that's fun. But I bet there were a lot of women yesterday, and probably every Sunday and Saturday when there are football games on television, that just want to get the heck out of the house and not be around any men watching sports.
Oh, I agree.
All right. Well, thanks, Bill. Have a good rest of your day.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. KTRS, who's this? All right. Well, if you're going to call in, you got to have your radio down. Let's, who we got here? This one here? KTRS, who's this? Marvin?
Yes, Bill. How you doing?
Marvin, are you calling? You're the one calling to yell at me?
No, I'm not going to yell at you.
Oh, okay.
I'll ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
When you hear Wolfman Jack's voice,
yes, sir.
Do you get the same condition that Kramer got on Seinfeld when he heard
Mary Hart's
voice? Yes.
No, it's not quite that bad. We play for what Marvin's probably referencing over the weekend was the anniversary of Wolfman Jack passing away. And so we played a little audio from Wolfman Jack, and as great of a radio pioneer as Wolfman Jack was, listening to his voice now, I can't really listen to it for more than a minute or two. But you obviously a fan
of Wolfman Jack and Seinfeld, yes.
Yeah.
And a fan of the your first anniversary, well, your first show of the trivia.
That's right, yeah, right. First show coming up this weekend. Thank you for mentioning it. I appreciate that very
awesome.
Much, Marvin.
Awesome, AM and PM.
All right. Hallelujah. Hey, look at Josh with the sound effects over there. Thank you, Marvin. All right. And last but not least, before we check in with Mr. John Londoff, KTRS, who's this? All right, that's not going to work. See you later.
Okay. So that Wolfman Jack, I think he kind of sounds like Smash.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
A little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I mean, actually, and I don't quote me on this, but I believe Wolfman Jack, maybe not the first, but certainly one of the first to do, I guess, what we would call radio syndication, where he would take audio tapes of his show and send them out all over the country. And I believe at one point in time, he had like 2,000 radio stations all around the world, you know, of his, you know, his show that he would do. Yeah, Wolfman Jack. Now, another icon, and today is the anniversary of his death, Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson died on this day in 2005, and I am a huge Johnny Carson fan, and I found a little bit of audio we'll play a little bit later in the show from one of his really, really old shows, and I don't even think it's on any of his those compilation DVDs and things that they have out. That'll be pretty interesting. Yeah. We'll play that for you coming up a little bit. And today is my dad's birthday. My father, Mr. Rick Cleveland, is 60 years old today. That's right. 60 years old. And I thought it would be kind of funny. And somebody talked me out of it. I thought, wouldn't it be funny if I gave Dad's phone number out on the air and just let everybody in St. Louis call his house and leave him a message? And then somebody said, no, that's probably not a good idea. Not only would he kill me, but, you know, if it weren't for the fact that there's probably a nut or two out there that would continue to call Mr. Yes. Cleveland day after day, week after week. So leave it to the nut or two to ruin what otherwise would have been a fantastic idea. I think. All right. You want to call? Let's just call John the Londoff Live.
Oh, the old-fashioned way.
What the heck? Now, do I just hit this?
Yeah,
does it matter which one
I
hit? All right, we'll hit this here. And what's that? No, don't give out the number. Hand it over to me. We'll call him live on here. John, this is over. John Londoff here. Do I have dial 9? I don't have to do that, right? Okay, let's call me 5. We're flying solo today.
Yeah, because Dan's gone.
Yeah, Dan's gone.
Thank you for calling Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Well, you're welcome.
Your call may be monitored for quality assurance.
Mm-hmm.
Monitoring our call.
He said this was direct.
Hello?
Mr. Londoff?
Hi, how are you, Bill?
How are you, John? Wow, how about this? Successfully called John Londoff live on the air.
Hey, you know, what did you expect?
Well, we're flying solo today. You know, Dan Strauss isn't here, and boy, is he the brains behind this operation. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? I'm thinking of somebody else.
No, Frank is the Frank says that he's the brains of the operation.
I think we all think we're the brains of the operation, but we really aren't. You, probably, the brains of your operation over there, though.
You know what? We believe in a very much of a team atmosphere here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, okay?
Well, that's good.
Very, very. It's very simple. Hey, our customers are number one. I mean, this is a key point of all of our meetings. The hierarchy at Londoff Chevrolet, customer number one. Absolutely, positively number one. And, of course, a strong Chevrolet. Chevrolet is number two. Because without customers, without Chevrolet, guess what? Then there's not a number three. There's no reason to have Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And so then we're all flatlined, from myself to every person that makes this a great team. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of good teammates. And, you know, the open door policy, we're always working every day to be better. Be a better place for people to buy a car, better place for service, better place for like you to call in and do a radio show.
Of course.
So I mean, you're by yourself.
Yeah. Well, we have Josh. Have you met Josh before? Josh is filling in for the great Eon the Peon today, doing a nice job so far.
Hi, John.
This is
Hi, Josh. How
Josh
are you?
Gilbert.
Pretty
yes.
good.
Yeah.
Good.
Let me ask you something, John. I thought of you earlier today because today is Today is my dad's birthday. I think you've met my dad maybe once before.
And
I have a great relationship with my dad, like you had with your father. And today he is 60 years old today. How about that?
Happy birthday,
yeah,
Mr. Cleveland. That's awesome, man.
60 years old. And now, you know, 60, that's nothing. That's like 40 now. I mean, everybody's, he's physically fit out there running races. He does that, have you heard of the Senior Olympics? Do you know what that is?
Yes,
yeah.
Kind of, but I don't really, you know, I haven't,
You're not a participant, is what you're trying to say.
I mean, I have to work out, just because I love to eat. So, I mean, if I didn't work out, and, if Mimi Lanoff didn't get me, you know, really, you know, either out on the streets running, down in the basement working out, boy, oh boy, I bet I'd be 250 pounds.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, but I just love good food, I love to eat, there's so many great restaurants in this town. It's hard to sometimes just pick one.
So if the Senior Olympics introduces an eating competition, you might get in there one day.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I don't know. We've toured with the idea. Our son goes to school at Vanderbilt in Nashville. Our son Robert Harry Londoff, and playing hockey for the Vanderbilt Commodores, and they have a pretty cool marathon in I think like mid or late April. Mm-hmm. We were thinking about in Nashville. But they've got like 30,000 people signed up.
Wow!
For the full and for the half, huh? That's unbelievable.
And which would you do? Would you participate in that?
Come on,
huh? Huh?
It would take me 3 hours to run 13 miles, I think.
Oh, I was a horrible runner in school when they would have the, you know, in PE you had to run the mile, and I would be the last one in. I mean, I could do like two laps maybe, and then I would just walk the rest of the way. I'm the only kid, you know, in the school district that had, you know, the 24-minute mile. You know, it was kind of a
mile, buddy.
I was always lucky, Bill. I was always the second last to finish.
Yeah, I hated people like you.
Yeah, I know. Hey, John, I got a question for you.
Yes?
If Bill is going to buy his dad something nice, maybe like a Camaro for his birthday, do you guys have giant red bows?
I've asked him this before. He said
yes.
Yes,
we do.
You guys do?
We do.
How many did you hand out this Christmas?
We put bows on quite a few vehicles that week before Christmas, and then even, you know, a few days after. Because you can remember back to the Monday after Christmas was still kind of was a holiday, but yet... Right. All the stores were packed. It was a 60-degree day, I think. We had an unbelievable day. But, yeah, we put bows on a lot of vehicles.
Well, what if we wanted to put it in a giant box? Could you?
Put the car in a box? Well, it would be a big box.
Open up the box. Not so much. It'll have to be the bow, I guess.
I think we better stick with a bow.
Is it one of those up?
Do you ever tie a bow around your finger to remind yourself of something, or a string around your finger?
Yeah,
like,
no.
Huh?
I was going to, but I forgot to do
it. You know, Bill, I bet he'd throw it in for free.
The bow?
Because he knows you.
Yeah, I bet he would. So what's going on at Londoff Chevrolet?
We are selling cars every day. Had a great weekend. Met a lot of great AM and the PM listeners. Mm-hmm. And just still, every day, I'm going to tell you, I think we sell one or two plus vehicles from people that listen to the program.
It's beautiful.
And then the truth, I mean, they're just funny people. They're great. They just love the show. You know, they kind of almost idolize Frank and everyone else, including you. But
wait, they idolize Frank? Really?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, it's just like this, because he is funny. I don't know if you've noticed that about Frank. He is, besides kind of being funny looking, since you can't hear this, and he's not funny. He's a good looking guy. But, you think they're having some fun out on the beach in the Dominican right now?
I don't really want to talk about that, John. I don't want to think about that.
Why? You don't want to think about Frank in a bright red?
No, not really. No, not really. Not while we're stuck here. I wonder if they have salt on the road down there in the Dominican Republic like we do here. Probably not, huh?
No. Yeah. No. Have you noticed all the fenders and bumpers along the concrete medians on the highways?
Yes.
Right? You drive down the stretches of 270 and 4061. It's like, man, we must have really had a couple of bad storms here. We had, 2 to 3 inches a week ago Thursday, and we had a glazing on Friday night.
Yeah, we ended up, Dan and Tina and myself ended up staying afterwards for about an hour and a half here at Westport just because we didn't want to get on 270 south on Friday afternoon. It was just awful.
Took me an hour and 5 minutes to get home. I left the store at 5 and pulled into the driveway at 6:05. Normally, at the longest, it's a 20 to 30 minute drive. And I went down the Interbelt, I-170, southbound. And, you know, with the new highway system, that eastbound ramp, I don't know how high it is in the air. I'm going to say 300 plus feet, maybe 350. But there were 7 vehicles with their emergency flashers all parked in a different, their discombobulation. And what was behind them, about another 10 vehicles, was the MoDOT salt truck and snowplow.
Missed it by that much.
Boy, if he could have just been on that ramp an hour ago, everything would be fine. But, you know, I'm sure that there was some salt. But those, and maybe we just didn't know we were going to get that kind of a glazing. It was just the worst timing. Okay, you know, the sun's setting, it's getting colder, and here we get the moisture glazing, you know, the highways and byways. But it was, a lot of accidents, but hopefully nobody was hurt. Anybody out there that needs some body work, we have a great body shop that we're affiliated with, White Auto Body, my buddy Steve White and Valerie White. We We have turned our body shop into a detail facility about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But we give all of our business to Steve White and White Auto Body and a few other, but they do a great job. But,
and in these winter months, you probably sell a lot of vehicles that have heat, too, I would imagine. John.
Where'd that come from? I mean, was it cold in the studio or something?
Yeah, it is, actually.
You need to put a heater on.
It's always cold.
But having just a great day today. Number one selling car in America, the Chevy Cruze, priced at only $16,900. Hmm. And then the Malibu for $18,900, up to $9,000 off on Silverado extended cab and crew cab HDs. Some tremendous incentives still available on some 2011 Silverados. We don't have many left, I think about 25 or 30 2011 Silverados. And the auto show starts Thursday.
Yeah.
Chris Adelman, our executive vice president of the St. Louis Auto Dealers Association, he and his team, very, very busy. And it's just a great way to spend several hours with your family. So head on down Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
All right.
You watch any of the football games yesterday?
I watched the. I was just mentioning before you came on. I watched the 49ers game, but I can't. I can't handle all the instant replays. It's a little too much, don't you think?
Greatest day of sports.
It's fun to watch, but man, those instant replays they overdo it a little bit. But it was fun. It was a good game.
The first week of the NHL playoffs, where there's two games, three games, you know, every day, every night.
Right.
I just feel so sorry for Mrs. Londoff. Because the Londa boys are glued to, you know, the NHL network or to...
And I bet you yell at the television. Do you yell at the TV?
No.
No?
TV.
Are you sure? You're telling the truth?
I mean, if there's some unbelievable plays and they show the replays, and then you go like, the athleticism of some of these athletes, it's just unbelievable, you know?
Yeah.
See them you know, do some of the things they do either on the field or on the ice. Good stuff. We got a heck of a hockey team. They play tonight. They play in Detroit at 6:30, so hopefully... the Blues will be able to take those no-good Red Wings.
Mm.
So, hey, we're open late tonight, guys.
Yeah.
Ed's out there listening till 9 or 9:30. And the phone number here is 314-837-1800. That's 314-837-1800. If you call before 6, you get to speak to the most adorable receptionist in the world, Mary Ryan.
All right. We'll call and send them out. All right. Thank you, John.
You guys have a good time in the studio together.
Yeah. you know you, it.
Got the lights on, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
All right, good. All right. Just making sure.
Thank you, John.
You guys. See John.
All right, there's John. See John Londoff. All right. And onward we go. Let's check traffic the first time this afternoon. And who do we have? Who's doing traffic this afternoon? Is it Tim Weiland? Is he there yet?
Oh, my God.
Timothy!
Is it who?
Well, I didn't know if it was maybe the other guy. But it is Tim. How you doing, Tim?
What time is it, Bill?
Well, it's you're right. It is 3:40. And why aren't you in here today? I thought you were going to come in here today.
No, I had to teach today. And I would not have made it on time out there. But I told you.
The rest of the week you're going to come
I'll be here Tuesday through Friday.
All right.
And I get to sit in Dan's little spot.
Dan's little spot, yes.
Yeah.
And you get to wear the little hat we make him wear, too. So
yeah, well, that's
look forward
cool.
to that.
Well, hi to you and Josh.
All right. Hello, what's going on?
Not much. We do have some ramp restrictions and a right lane blocked on westbound 70 at Shreve. And what they put in here is that a dump truck on the ramp from Shreve, they reportedly hit the median at Union, Kings Highway, and then the third spot on westbound 70, and now he's partially blocking that ramp. So I don't know if this is a MoDOT truck or if it's some guy that's not driving properly, but whatever, you've got some restrictions there. Southbound 270 is still looking pretty good. You're starting to build more volume, maybe getting a little bit slower now south of Manchester down through Doherty Ferry, and starting to pick up a little bit more now on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland, 270 through Mason. Nothing stop and go, but just a little heavy. This traffic report is brought to you by Nissan Parts and Service. Your local Nissan dealer now offers express service oil change at select locations. $28.95, no appointment needed, 30 minutes or less, or your next one's on them. Visit your nearest Nissan dealer for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Interstate batteries are preferred 5-to-1 by auto technicians. So, choose the car battery that experts choose. Find your local dealer at interstatebatteries.com.
Mr. Holliday touches them all. His 18th 18- end of the year.
Fans, secure your tickets to a handful of Cardinals games right now with Cardinals Ticket Packs. Choose from a selection of five game packs, including the All Friday Pack, All Sundays Pack, and more. Check out the Value Pack, which features 10 games for the price of a five game pack. Backed by popular demand, it's the 10 game opening day pack. That includes tickets to opening day against the Cubs, as well as matchups against the Brewers, Phillies, Giants, and more. Ticket packs are on sale now at cardinals.com/packs.
He has it!
Fans, this is Cardinals manager Mike Matheny. One of the great ways to take in the game this season is with all-inclusive tickets. All-inclusive tickets feature a full buffet, complimentary beer and soda, plus a great view of the game. With the additions we've made in off-season, we're going for 12-12. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now at Cardinals.com.
They came from nowhere to astound the baseball world.
Over the last 25 years, Garden View Care Center has learned that people who have diseases such as dementia or Alzheimer's almost always, sooner or later, require skilled nursing. So why would you choose a facility for mom or dad that offers only assisted living when you and your loved ones are going to have to go through the stress of moving all over again? At Garden View Care Center, you never have to move again to get the care you need, because the assisted living help you need now and the skilled nursing help you may need later are all available on-site from Garden View Care Center. Garden View Care Center has been around for well over 25 years, and they're experts when it comes to Alzheimer's and dementia care, and they have assisted living suites now available for mom, dad, or both. GVCC.com is the website, or 636-449-7575. They have three locations throughout the St. Louis metropolitan area. GVCC.com or 636-449-7575. For assisted living and skilled nursing, it's Garden View Care Center.
It's time for Lacefield Music's retired adult keyboard classes. Hi, this is Kathy from Lacefield Music. Many people over the years have asked if we do classes during the day for retired adults. This year, Lacefield Music is introducing a brand new series of retired adult classes. These classes are perfect for those of you who have dreamed of playing an instrument but thought it was too late or that it would be too hard. This is the first time this brand new class will be offered. You can learn to play today. The class is normally $99.95 for 10 weeks of classes, but right now, Lacefield Music is offering this class for $29.95, including the book. That's right, for only $29.95, you'll receive 10 one-hour classes, your music book, learn how to read music, and play both hands. Making music is fun and good for you. Classes are forming in all four locations, South County, St. Charles, Shiloh, Illinois, and our new Chesterfield Mall location. Classes will fill fast, so go online to lacefieldmusic.com or call 636-866-1013.
Got a pen?
I can get one.
You'll need it to write down the phone number from Mama's on the Hill, 314-776-3100.
Gotta find a pen first.
Here's why you'll need to write down that phone number from Mama's on the Hill. If you're having a small wedding, rehearsal dinner, bridal shower, baby dinner, retirement shower.
Don't you mean baby shower and retirement dinner?
Mama's is perfect for catering your next event. So call 314-776-3100.
I'm still looking for a pen.
Mama's is hosting culinary classes for the next 3 months on Saturdays. To learn to cook like Mama, call 314-776-3100 to find out more.
There's got to be a pen around here somewhere.
Mama's on the Hill is also hosting their first wine dinner on the 27th with some mouth-watering yummies to kick off the year with a bang. Call Mama's at 314-776-3100 to book your reservation to any of the events.
Couldn't I just go to Mama's website?
Mamasonthehill.com? Sure. Check out Mama's on Facebook, click like, and when it reaches 5,000 likes, everyone will get a free appetizer of their choice. Just mention you liked Mama's on the Hill at Edwards and Elizabeth.
Oh, I found a crayon.
Too late. Commercial's over.
Darn.
Everyone would like to get a few more miles from their gasoline. You'll be happy to know there's a gasoline that can help you do just that. BP gasoline with Invigorate can help your car get a few more miles per tank when compared to low detergent gas. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help you go a little farther between fill-ups. We're confident you'll find a good use for the extra miles, even if it's just taking the long way home to hear the end of your favorite song on the radio. Fill up today with BP gasoline with Invigorate.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No.
Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free penchant and call 1-800-947-AUTO.
How you doing? I'm Franco Pinion. And did you know that 2012 marks the 70th anniversary of Matheny Heating and Cooling? 70 years old this year. 1942, it all started. Now, prior to that, 1938... there was Bob Matheny Refrigeration Service, and then that became Matheny Heating and Cooling. So for 70 years, it's been Matheny Heating and Cooling. Matheny, yes, you know what they do. You have heating, you have cooling, and they service that, and they replace that, and they repair it. But don't forget, in this dry winter, a lot of people like the idea of a humidifier. And if you don't have one, or the one you have is not working right, talk to the folks at Matheny. Air cleaning also. Air cleaning for those of you, you know, you got dust or mold allergies. They have the highest rated air cleaner available to residential and light commercial users. There's also a system that they can put in where you can access your home heating and cooling from your computer or your smartphone when you're away from home. And it alerts you if the temperature goes too high, too low, if there's a problem, you can change the setting. Pretty slick. You may want to take a look at that. And for you folks who are AM and the PM, and obviously you are, you wouldn't be listening, 15% off your first service call from Matheny Heating and Cooling just for being AM and the PM, and also 15% discount for their planned service agreement. That's right. You get 15% off that because you're AM and the PM. Happy 70th birthday to Matheny Heating and Cooling. 314-727-9000. Matheny Heating and Cooling.
All right, it's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Big 550 KTRS. Good to have you along. I'm Bill Cleveland in for the Large Morning Show. Frank and Dan and Tina and Peon are on their annual trip. They take a bunch of listeners, and they will all be back on Monday. Great to have you along. The numbers are 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. Coming up after 4 o'clock, we'll have Jose in here. We'll do our tech questions. Be thinking now, if you've got a question for Jose, we'll take those coming up a little bit after 4 o'clock. Don Meadows in here as well. Mike Evans will join us. And today, and we're going to try this today. We'll see how it works. We may just do it today. We may do it the entire week. As you, I would imagine, know, every day before 5 o'clock, just before 5 o'clock, I come on and do a little joke segment. Josh Gilbert is sitting in for Eon the Peon. Have you ever heard the Bill Cleveland segment? Have you ever heard of that before?
Of course.
All right, good. What do you think of the Bill Cleveland
segment? Well, that's all right.
It's okay. Well, that's good. That's about what I think of it. Now, today, since I'm hosting, and we'll be hosting all week long, I don't really have a lot of time to sit down and jot down some stuff. So,
That takes you a long time?
Well, throughout the day, I will jot things down. And today, I just didn't have anything, and what the heck. So I thought today what I would do, and throughout the week, I would invite a listener each day to come on and do the Bill Cleveland segment. Now, you don't have to refer to yourself as Bill Cleveland, but we'll play the Tonight Show theme for you, and let you tell it maybe a couple of jokes or whatever, and give you a shot at it. So, if you've always wanted to be Bill Cleveland, I pray to God that's nobody. But if you do have a few jokes and you'd like to try them out, what the heck? Here's your big shot. So today, next hour, you know, maybe about 3:45, you can start calling in, and we'll pick one caller each day during the week. We'll mention, of course, Laclede Cab. And you can do the routine. So we'll see how that goes. You never know. It may be great. It may be bad. But we'll find out together.
I always assumed you just kind of slapped those together right at the last minute.
What are you trying to say? Trying to say there, Josh? Maybe you should do Bill Cleveland segment today.
Maybe
since clearly you know a thing or two about writing comedy and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, not so much.
Well, I'll try it.
I mentioned last break. Today is the anniversary of Johnny Carson passing away. It was in 2005. Huge Johnny Carson fan, always, and I was very young, so I just kind of caught the tail end of Johnny Carson when he was signing off and handing over the reins to Jay Leno. But of course, I've seen the DVDs of his show. You watch his videos on YouTube. I loved Johnny Carson. I thought he was brilliant. Josh, How old are you, Josh?
I'm 30.
Yeah, so you're 30. So we're the same age.
Yeah.
But we've talked about this 1,000 times. I'm kind of an old soul. I loved Johnny Carson. You said you didn't really get Johnny
Carson. I don't really get him, Bill. Yeah. I mean, what, we were like 10 or something when Bette Midler was singing?
But see,
to
I was 10 going on like 50.
Oh, okay.
So we are a little bit different. So who would you say would be the your favorite either show host or MC or comedian?
I like Conan, but I grew up on David Letterman.
Yeah, I like David Letterman too. I like David Letterman a lot. He's gotten a little too political for me here in the last few years. So he kind of comes across, and maybe it's just me, he comes across kind of mean spirited a little bit. But I like Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson seemed to beat up on everybody, kind of an equal opportunity offender. But I liked him a lot. So we found a video. This is from 1963. I'm pretty sure this isn't on any of the DVD, Johnny Carson, because there's a whole set of DVDs that the Carson folks put out. It's nothing, too over-the-top funny, but just kind of interesting to hear what was going on in 1963 and to hear the little segment that they did. This is from Christmas time about that year in 1963. And take a look. It's Ed McMahon sitting with Johnny Carson, and they're doing a bit on Christmas cards. Christmas cards that they've got from service people, people that come out to work on your dryer or fix the plumbing, whatever. So, here's a little bit of this. Johnny Carson from 1963.
Well, I know. Virtue is its own reward.
I heard that.
Applause, well, I just said it. That's
right. Well, that's right.
We were also talking on the show last night about, we had Max Wilk on and Alan King, and we got into talking about the service people who come to your home and do little jobs. And we had a few letters today and a few calls about that. It was quite a night last night. And so we have some Christmas cards here that we found from the people buy that come to your home to do things. You've got them. Don't you get a card from your mailman every year? I do. And the guy who lived the newsboy? Well, we have some Christmas cards here that we think are nice. Here's one from the plumber. Christmas is a time of joy, of cheer, and a loving cup. And if you don't use me in 64, I hope your drain backs up. A little, Christmas card. Oh, from the movers. The movers. Holiday greetings from your movers. Our service can't be topped. And if you pay us another $150, we'll replace the lamps we drop. Little warm greetings here. From the finance company. No, I don't like that one. Oh, from the maid service. Give your wife a maid for Christmas. Show you have a loving streak. The maid does no cooking, no cleaning, no washing for $150 a week. Oh, here's from the doorman. All year I get you taxicabs and provide you with umbrellas and shield you from intrusion of unwanted girls and fellas. But now it's Christmas time again, and a present I am due, because it'd be a terrible shame if the awning collapsed on you. Here's one from the liquor store. Well, most big apartments, have those. Hang up the holly and stuff a big fat goose. We're having a 1 cent special on bonded Christmas juice. They get right to the point. Here's from the cleaners. 'Tis the season to be jolly, and the wintry wind's a nipper. We're sending back your trousers, but I'm afraid we lost the zipper. Ahead.
All right, little Johnny Carson from... Oh, look, there's the theme. All right, we'll take a quick break. You want to use this as the traffic music?
Sure.
I bet Tim Weiland would love to be introduced over the Johnny Carson. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Tim.
Thanks a lot, guys.
What's going on, Tim?
Kind of interesting. Throws me off a little bit.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, we've got a crash on westbound 70 at Shreve. Well, that's where that dump truck was. We've got two right lanes that are blocked. Also, there's some ramp restrictions from Shreve onto westbound 70. And then we have just building volume now, southbound 270. Same thing on westbound 70 out around the O'Fallon area. Looking, still looking pretty good, but running some heavier spots now. Westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland, 270 and Mason. And this traffic report is brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief. Advil Congestion Relief treats the real problem of your sinus congestion, reducing swelling due to nasal inflammation. The right relief for the real problem. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
For less
less than ever before.
Go Granite.
Nobody does granite countertops like Granite Busters. And now's the time thanks to the Granite Busters New Year's Special. First off, Granite Busters prices start at just $29.99 per square foot installed. Plus, you'll get an edge upgrade free.
That's not all.
Granite Busters is also throwing in a free sink, a $350 value, and last but not least, a $225 plumbing hookup absolutely free. Nobody, and I mean nobody, can touch this offer. Call Granite Busters right now, 636-282-3900. 636-282-3900. Kitchen countertops, bathrooms, bars, fireplaces. Get it done now. Choose from over 70 different stone colors at the huge Granite Busters showroom and get it scheduled and installed in just a few weeks. The unbeatable New Year's Special, only at Granite Busters.
Special good with any granite countertop purchase of 50 square feet or more.
Granite Busters, 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold, or GraniteBustersSTL.com.
It's a good time to be a Blues fan. Locke's a monster. He's got it all.
To the front, Cueto, and what a save!
I think Elliott's a beast.
Great pass to Boyle. Oh! Highway robbery by Elliott!
Goalies are fantastic. You got one of the best ones in Halak, and Elliott has been an excellent surprise for the team.
The games have been great, nail-biters, and we're getting the wins.
The Blues battle the Penguins Tuesday at 7. Go to stlouisblues.com for tickets.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for a healthy digestion so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good, inside and out.
Hi there, it's Frank O'Pinion. 20 years ago, I was approached by American Equity Mortgage. I had never heard of American Equity Mortgage. Not very many people had because it was brand new 20 years ago. And now here 20 years later, we're still talking about American Equity Mortgage. But the message we have to deliver now is even more enticing and better than what we talked about 20 years ago because the rates are lower now than they were 20 years ago. They haven't been this low since 50, 60 years ago. And we're talking about rates as low as in the threes, depending on your credit rating. That's the kind of mortgage interest rates you're looking at. Take advantage of it now. If you can, take advantage of it. And you can if you're a homeowner. Use that rate to borrow money to pay off those credit cards. Use it to get a home equity loan to pay for that cruise or that wedding or college or whatever. It's a smart way to borrow money. They can tell you more when you contact American Equity at AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.